Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Hey everybody, it's Gale Foley today. I'm Gabbin Gale, and if you've just tuned in for the first time, you're probably wondering, who in the heck am I, and why should you be listening to me? Well, I've been known as Gabbin Gale for a long time. I actually had a study hall teacher tell me once that if I ever found a way to make money with my gift for gab, I'd be very, very rich. Well, I'm on my way. So anyway, I have embarked on that many years into my life. I have finally found my purpose and my passion, and that is to share my life lessons and other people's success stories so that it might inspire you and motivate you throughout your day and your life. I have a long history of wonderful successes in several careers. I've been in secretarial world. I've been in sales. I've been in timeshare. And excuse my advanced... Anyway, I just like to share with you things that come to me that might be of interest to you. So today, one of the things that is going on is it's Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday brings up memories for me because I look around and see, what can I post as a Throwback Thursday? Well, I don't know about you, but I often have things that trigger my memory about a certain thing. And recently, I got an email, totally unexpected, regarding my high school class reunion. And I won't tell you what year, because then you'll know how old I am. In fact, speaking of old, I'm standing right now. I don't know if you can tell the difference between yesterday's podcast recording and this one, but I am standing. The reason being is that through some misbehavior of mine, like leaning back during my amazing fitness hula hoop, I rotated my sacrum and messed up three discs in my back. So I'm told by my doctor that standing and moving is better for me than sitting. And after sitting for a while, I so totally agree with that prognosis. So anyway, not that I'm getting old, but what I did, had I done that a few years ago, wouldn't have even affected me. Okay, so on with my life lesson for today about memories. I get this email about our class reunion, and it's a biggie, and it's coming up in about 2 years, and they're trying to figure out what kind of grandiose, huge celebration that they can have. And I think there was maybe 200 and some people in my class. Now, when I went to school, people weren't called bullies. But let me tell you, that's exactly who they were. They were nasty. They were mean-spirited. They didn't care who they trampled on. And I was an outcast. I was an outcast because I didn't grow up in their town. I wasn't Catholic. And I wasn't rich. And so I was tormented. I was ignored. I was made fun of. When I first moved into that town, I just moved in 20 minutes away from another little town and started in one school for sixth grade. I was late for my first day of school because I was tortured by my mother. She gave me a perm. I don't know if you ladies are out there, ever had that disastrous event where your mother thinks she's a hairstylist and does something very damaging to your hair, and you're the one that's got to walk out and wear it every day. I was just terrified to be going to a new school and then to have this horrific head of fuzz on my head. It was awful. So I walk in late. So that was my first introduction to this little town. Well, the way the school system was set up there, I went from that school in sixth grade to another school that housed the seventh and eighth graders. So in seventh grade, here I am with another group of kids because another group of kids came in from another school for seventh grade. And then in eighth grade, another group of kids came in. And then in ninth grade, and so from sixth through ninth, it was just constantly a new infusion of new kids coming in. So I felt like I was in a new school for a long time. Get to ninth grade, and I made best friends with the cheerleader. Her and I were inseparable. We lived at each other's houses. I was there for all their family crises, and they were there for, we didn't have any, thank goodness. But, you know, we really, really were in each other's hip pockets, and we were in each other's classes. I was an outcast because I did not play along with the way the clique thought I should play along. One very significant event was we're at a school dance, and I'm dancing with this senior. And I come off the floor after the dance, and the girls tell me, oh, you cannot be dancing with him. I'm like, what? Nope, he's too homely. You cannot be dancing with this boy. And I just looked at them. I thought, how dare you make a judgment call and tell me what I can and can't not do? Well, that was just the beginning of 4 years of serious rebelling. After that, when we started having, when my cheerleader friend was cheering, I would often sit on the other side of the field for football and cheer the other team on. Same thing in any of the sports because I was angry. I would refuse to do a report, to stand up and do a report, not because I was that shy. I wasn't shy, but I was not going to stand up in front of this group of people and have them make faces at me, make fun of me, and just ridicule me for no reason. There was no reason for this behavior. And I would get so violently sick to my stomach. So my teacher said to me, so you're going to take a failing grade rather than do this. I said, yeah, I am. And then I'll never forget when I wrote a book report. I mean, it wasn't limited to the students. It was just a whole school of bad behaving people. And I was, I don't know, maybe nine, it was my freshman year again. I loved writing. And I was in a journalism class. I was part of the newspaper. My dad helped me name the newspaper that year. I was on the newspaper staff, and I had an English class, like most of us did. The newspaper editor was married to my English teacher, and they were a very, very unique couple, let's just put it that way. And I loved doing book reviews. In fact, that's going to be one of the things I'm going to bring to this podcast. I'm going to pick out a book, and I'm going to review it, because there are so many books out there that I want to read and never have enough time. So I thought maybe I'd do you a favor and pick a great book and I'd share with you my review so you can decide if that's a book you really want to spend time with. So anyway, back to book reviews. I go off on different venues here. So I get this book and this book really hits my heart. And I write this incredible book review. And I get it back, and I've got an F on my composition. I always got A's, pluses on my composition, C's on my punctuation, but I didn't care about that. I loved the fact that I got A pluses on my composition and always glowing remarks by the teacher. I was so mad. I went up to the teacher, and I asked her, I said, why did you give me an F? She said, well, it is obvious to me that you could not have written that. You had to copy it off the flap of the book because there's no way you have the skills to write that book review. And I just looked at her. I says, really? You asked us where our source came from. My source came from our school library. And if you go down and check it out, you will see it has no book cover. And it's a very old book. And you can tell by the cover, it has not had one for a long, long time. Oh, I was so furious. Next day, she calls me up to her desk and she hands me back the book. She gives me my book review back. And there's an A+ on it. And she apologized. But do you know how that scarred me as a freshman? talk about just building on top of my anger and my attitude and my rebellious feelings. And, you know, the girls would throw other girls in the shower. I'll never forget the day I fought 10 of them off. They were not throwing me in that shower. It wasn't that I was so afraid of getting wet. It was just the principle of how dare they do this to people. So I could go on and on with all the stories and all the angst that I went through in high school. But I have to tell you, for me, it was the most horrific, horrendous time of my life. There were moments I did not care if I woke up the next day. I cannot tell you how horrible it was. And when I see that kids are committing suicides because they're being bullied, I totally, totally understand. And when it came time for graduation in our senior year, I didn't have one single person sign my yearbook. Why? Because they were all hypocrites. They only wanted you to sign their yearbook so they could brag about having most signatures and have the fullest pages of autographs. Not one person. I didn't ask one single person. I did not ask one single person to my graduation party. In fact, I begged my parents not to make me go through the graduation exercise. But they said, you know, we've put up with this long enough. You're going to walk across there and get that diploma. And my grandmother, I'll never forget this. She says to me, she says, oh, my chest just swelled with pride when I saw you cross that stage. And I says, well, I wished mine would. Because she was quite well endowed and I wasn't. But I get this invitation to participate in a class reunion. And I got this, about 5 years ago when they were doing another one. And somebody that I had been friends with, and there were about four of us that were outcasts, and we stuck together. And she reached out and she asked me if I was going to the class reunion. I said, why would I go to that? Why would I go and open up all those wounds and embrace these people? I don't need them now. I needed their friendship then. I needed their kindness then. I don't need it now. And I'm not holding anger or grudge against them. Sounds like I am, but it's just, it's realistic. So she ended up going. And here's what she says to me. She says, you know, they haven't changed. They're still the same people. Well, of course they are. You're putting them back in the same environment with the same people. There are people that change. And thank goodness I have evolved incredibly beyond where I was then. I wouldn't get up and talk in front of anybody then, but oh my goodness, that's my favorite thing to do now. So she says to me, would you like to receive the reunion book? I said, no thanks. She sent it to me anyhow. Those people have not grown or progressed or apparently done much with their lives. Some of them have left the area. But when I look at them, I don't even recognize some of them. They have changed physically so dramatically. It's mind-boggling to me. So when I get this invitation for this one coming up, it's so funny. She sends this person, the person organizing this, sends out this email to all the people. Well, there's some names that are responding that I don't even remember them being in my class. I'll have to go look them up. But what really, really blows my mind is how people remember things so differently than how I remember them. One young man, at the time he was a young man, he's sure not right now. Anyway, he was an outcast. He was an unpopular kid. He wasn't part of the crowd. He was never invited to the parties. He wasn't invited into their inner circles of discussions. Yet he puts on there, on this email, oh yes, you guys were always good to me. I can't wait to be back. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Where's your memory, boy? They were unkind to you. They treated you like crap. Then another girl writes, oh, yes, I can't wait to be there. You know, my brother teases me that we remember our childhood differently. And psychiatrists and psychologists say, yes, we do. We all have our different perspective. And so I guess I need to stop right here real quickly and give a station break. Okay, hold on. I get wound up. Station break. I would love for you to do me a great big favor If you'd go to my website, thegailfoleyshow.com, and subscribe to my channel, or just fill in your email right there on my form with my three-part series, The Magic of Enthusiasm, coming up, I can keep in touch with you and keep posting any updates. And it would be a great treat for me if you'd add a comment or do a share or do a review on iTunes. I'm really new at this, and all your help would be most appreciated. Okay, so back to my story. So, yes, my brother and I do see our childhood very, very differently. He remembers my mother differently than I remember my mother. I remember my mother as a very wise woman. He remembers her as a worrywart. Okay, well, I think mothers and daughters have a different connection than mothers and sons, so there you have it. But back to this class reunion. It's all I can do to keep from writing back and saying, are you kidding me, people? But they don't remember that time the way I do. People want to hold on to what they believe was a happy time. And, you know, my husband of 15 years now, we celebrated that yesterday, he had an incredibly wonderful high school year. He was in the plays. He was in the sports. He was very, very active in a lot of things. And it just amazes me because I'm now that person. He's not. So it's very, very funny. But, you know, he grew up in a small town. His family still lives in that small town, about 45 minutes away. He's there every Saturday. We go to the county fair, which is a big event every year. And, you know, I sit on the bench watching him say hello to all these people because after a while, he doesn't remember their names, so it gets embarrassing to try to introduce me. And so that's okay. But the point of my rant, I guess you would say, this morning is that, you know, if you are true to who you are, no matter what age you are, you can always hold your head up high. But remember, people will remember differently. Perceptions will be different than what you might remember. I'm obviously not going to even entertain one moment of going to this class reunion. I'm getting a big kick out of seeing some of these responses because they just blow my mind. Really? That's how you remember it? And I applaud these people for looking at it differently and maybe cherishing moments that I did not know existed. But I just think it's really funny how our memories work. I mean, you smell something and that smell takes you back to another time. And so for Throwback Thursday on Facebook, I was going to post a picture of my parents when they were younger and holding my children on their laps when they were way much younger. And so I guess that's all what triggered this process into memories. There's not much of a lesson here today for you, except that if you have a child that's going through some bullying, or that child starts changing their behavior and they're getting quiet, you need to really sit down and hug that child and ask what's going on. Like I said, when I went to school, the word bully wasn't used. I remember my mother telling me, and I've mentioned this before, that, you know, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Oh my goodness, their words just destroyed me. And I feel very fortunate to be here today because I really didn't care when I was in high school if I was going to see tomorrow. That's how awful every day was for me. And years later, when I was married and had children, my husband and I were looking to buy a home. And we got this real estate agent. And just ironically, she's lived down the road from where I used to live in that town and had moved there. Weren't from there. They'd moved there. And she tried to show us a home there. I said, absolutely not. I said, you don't understand. That town will not let you in. And I refused to live in a town that didn't let me in as a kid and put my kids through that. Oh, no, Gail, it's wrong. They've changed. It's not the way it is. So we bought a house back in the town that I originally started out in. And she took us to dinner as a way of thanking us for the business. And she shared with me that I was right about that town. I was right about those people, because here's what happened. Her daughter was up for National Honor Society, had all the qualifications. But because she had not grown up there, she was not given the honor. So, you know, I don't know that my memory was so messed up back then or now. But just know that we all have different perspectives on our memories. And that if yours is one way and somebody else is another, maybe we should sit down and have a discussion with them. I'm not gonna. But if you need to, that might be something you want to do. Like I said, not much of a lesson in this except a perspective on how a Throwback Thursday can throw you way back and an email can go what in your inbox without a moment's notice. So that's Gail Foley for today. So I will be back tomorrow with an interview. So please tune back in. And again, thegailfoleyshow.com is where you can subscribe to my channel. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.